Thank you for joining us this Thursday evening. God bless you. Brother Freedom's here. We've gathered to just let the Holy Ghost lead us. Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you and we trust in you. You're our only hope. Thank you for your wonderful gifts. Thank you for your wonderful presence. Thank you for the wonderful blood of Jesus. Thank you for the Word of God. We give you praise and honor, and we thank you for touching Brother Freedom and all the listeners and ourselves here too, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We pray that you bless this night. Bless the hearts of those that hear this night, that hear this word. Bless them in a mighty way. Make yourself real to them. Father, I just pray if they have a need, you'll answer their prayers. Meet their needs this night in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You know, I was thinking about when I was in Korea about that day that what they call rotation. You know, you just can hardly realize it's behind you. And that same is in the things of the Lord. All that time's behind us. And I really believe we're down at that time. It's a real thing. It's not fake. It's going to be, sometimes we're going to, I think we're going to walk alone. But I believe that the Lord is with him. We're more than conquerors because he loves us. And it has a way to separate the people, that's the chaff with the wheat. Because if you're not really in for the love of God, you're going to go the lesser way. And I believe the love of this world is a part of the things that we, and all the things that we come against, that's what we, each one of us, has to come up to that time. It's time that I have to choose the Lord or this world. Because the Lord says we must come out of it, and we have to be separated because we're going to another world. It's like when I left Korea, it was really hard to believe that I made it all the way through. And I couldn't hardly believe it until I got under the Golden Gate Bridge. And I said, well, I've made it. And that's the way it is. When we go through those, that pearly white city, oh, glory to God, it's going to be a wonderful time. But we have to wait upon God. Waiting is one of the things that God's done all the way through the Old Testament. Jonah had to go preach to Nineveh, and he had to wait. The people actually made sacrifice, and they sought God, and God forgave them. And that's the way it is. We have to wait upon God. It's his hour that's coming up. It's not our hour. And like I heard last night, some great men, they think there's not going to be what the Bible says, because if they're so mighty, that God's going to change all everything because of them. I don't believe that. I don't believe God's change is not. Now, we have to change to that waiting. Most of us are changing into his likeness. It takes some of us a little longer to get straightened out than others, but that's that period of time that we wait upon God that God can use us. Not just use us, we'll be ready for eternity. And the bottom line is, all these incidents have a way of passing. It's like the old moving pictures, the reel is on segments, and they rotate it, makes a picture. That's where life is. On segments here, we're praying, we read the Word of God, we're seeking God, and pretty soon it makes a picture. We got to get it together because God's making a picture that we're going to spend eternity with him. It's going to be a wonderful time. A time without end. A time of no problems. A time of, oh, your body will never hurt again. You'll taste those good things. You'll love the things of God. It's a time that we have never seen before. The Bible says, it has written, no one has ever heard, neither had it entered the heart of man, to have received the things that are prepared for them of God. Our minds can't fathom what God has for us. But God's done it because he loves us. And God wants us to be ready for that hour. I believe that's the message to church today, is be ready, whatever you face. When I was in the military, that's what they taught us. Be ready for tomorrow, because it might come today. Tomorrow might come today, because you might be waiting for tomorrow, but you better be prepared for right now, because it can happen faster than you can think. And that's the way it is for the Lord. When you work for the Lord, He works in ways that's beyond our, we can't think that way. And that's why I believe this last hour that we have to be spirit-filled, spirit-thrilled, and happy in the Lord. And it's the only way that we're going to really to get in sync with God. Because the Lord, He moves various ways, His wonders to perform. And when we call on Him, He's already there to answer us. He's here to help us in these days. And I believe that we got to, whatever this Bible plain, this Word of God says, we got to stand on it. It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. So I really believe that we have to study this Bible. And there's certain passages, 21st chapter Luke, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. What's looking up? We're getting our eyes off the world, and we're going to look above the world because God's going to come through the clouds of glory. So we look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So when you see these things, you know, when you see the shoot forth, you know yourself that summer is now nigh at hand. When you see the signs in the orchards, in the fields, you know it's time of harvest. And when we see the time of harvest, we know that the Lord's coming. Jesus spoke it over and over, be ready. The 25th chapter of Matthew, it says, we have to be ready to enjoy the things of the Lord. Readiness is something that's we have to prepare to be ready. People's not preparing. They're preparing. We're going to be here another 100 years, 1,000 years. They're going to prepare for some things like that. But not my preparation set on the Lord. I believe He might come tonight. He might come before we get out of this room. I believe He's that close. I believe He's even at the door. Come and see to the Mokoba. The glory of God is here. The Bible says, I'm knowing the time. Now it is high time to wake out of sleep. So we're sort of, we've been sleeping for these years. Now we're to get excited for God. We're to take a new stand. We're to walk in faith, hope. And if we had some troubles, let's come out of those troubles and walk with the Lord that we might be ready when He comes. Don't hold grudges. Walk in love. Don't be selfish. Walk in peace. All these things that you know, we have a tendency of all of us have that nature, the old man nature. Let's get that out and have God's nature in it. Let's have a revival with the Lord until He comes. That's what He says, be ready, be prepared, because I'm coming soon. He could tell us we're going to be here Friday, and we'd be here Thursday getting ready for Friday. We'd probably wait till that much, but God wants to be ready right now. He comes 50 years from now, or 20 years from now, or tomorrow, we're already ready. We're waiting upon Him. Our eyes are on our Lord, our wonderful Lord. Oh, Jesus made a way that we can come in above the ways of this world. You know, this world has cares. I was thinking about all the boat trips you can get even for Christians now. They got a new boat. It's bigger than the Titanic. And it's supposed to have these Christian things and all kinds of... America is that's what it's full of. Trips, fun. God says, it's not fun. It's you're living in a time of coming soon. You're not going to go out here and have a vacation. You're going to be ready for me. There's a difference. We need to seek God. We need to call upon Him while He's here. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. What's He talking about? He's talking right now. Jesus said, I'll tell you. He said, you need to be ready. The 24th chapter of Matthew, He said, be not deceived. That's the thing that really He told, that there would be great deception. And that's what I see the churches today. There's many deceived. Many people have their own versions. They thought the diversion. And the only version you should have is what God's version. Whatever He puts, it's from Him. In the book of Acts, it says they were all of one accord. And the church, I don't believe, is in one accord. We need to be in one accord, one mind, one heart, by the Spirit of God, and the glory of God, because we're going to live forever with Him. And if we can't get together here now, we're not going to make it up there. It has to be a something to draw us all together in Him. It has to be. It is. But that's, it has to be, because we'd be everything. We'd be out, some out here in South America, some in China, some here. We'd be all over every place because we're doing our own minds. Our minds have a way of tricking us, fooling us. But we need to have that compassion, the love of God upon us to help us stay in attention to God. That word attention is we need to get our attention span on the Lord. We shouldn't mind the things of the world so much. We live in this world, but our attention should be on God every day. Our minds upon, I will keep my in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee because we trust in thee. The Bible says, it says, take heed that no man deceive you. Boy, no man. And don't say, even Satan, it's no man. And I believe that that's what we is. As God's people, we need to rally, seek God, and stay in rank with God. And if God be for us, who can be against us? You know, I learned that in the military. If our generals, we had some pretty good generals that I thought was pretty good. General MacArthur was a, but he had his troops like him. But everybody got the same word came curve down from the general to the private. Didn't vary. See, you can't win a war when, this guy says, you're supposed to go over here to Susanville, this guy, you go over here to go to Dallas, Texas. No, here you go to New York City. That's different. But when you have one accord, you'll go in the same spot, same direction. You'll be waiting upon the Lord Jesus. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and we need and can be prepared. It says that many shall be offended. And I believe that we're going to get offended if when we find out we've lost the way. I truly believe there's many this night that fell asleep. Saddened my heart because they're not aware of the hour. They're not aware of what's going to take place. In a split second, we're not aware that all that time that we waited from the first days of mankind. The old prophets talked about that day. They spoke about it. The day when Jesus would come through the clouds of glory, when we would come face to face with the Father. And it's coming soon. We're coming that day that God has prepared for us an eternal home, a hope. And unite us in His blessings, His power, and His anointing. It will be in our favor if we stay where we should be with God. And that word favor, it means if God favors us, then we've got His hand upon us. And we shouldn't do anything that would cause us to Him withdraw His hand upon us. And that's what it's scary when we come out and we say things that's not in the scripture. Bible says if He didn't shorten the day, the very elect would not be able to be saved. What does that mean? It means that there's going to be, in the last days, a lot of devilish power, evil power, that's going to cause men to do things that's not to the will of God. And God says, come out from among them, be separate. God's saying the opposite all the way through. Call upon me, and I'll change you, that every day you become an overcomer. You start here a little low, and you get bigger and bigger, more spiritual, as you climb to me. See, we're climbing to the Lord. We're lifting our eyes, Lord. We're coming out of this mire of where we're at, and we're going into heavenly places in God's power. And that wonderful gospel shift that He has, the glory of God. Oh, He reunites our spirit and our blessings. What a wonderful day. He says, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man that things are prepared for them that love God. Cannot understand what God went through, building us the eternal, the heavenly home, the city four square, all these wonderful things, pure gold, the streets are pure gold. It's beyond the lavish, it's the most wonderful, it's real extravagant, it's very, I haven't got the words for it. It's beyond anything that believe. It's beyond my understanding. And God wishes to take us home to say, my child, I love you. My child, I've longed for this day. And in James, it says that God longs for that day. He longs for that day that the fruit, where the fruit of his heart is going to come back to him. That's what he made us for, is that day. He didn't have it for the time we're here, but he wants us, after this time, we're going to live with him. While we're here, he gives us this time to see whether we want to go to heaven or not. But I'll tell you, it's the only way to go, because it's something very special. You can't even understand it, but you need it, and he'll keep you where you are tonight. You need to have the Lord Jesus Christ to give the power of God's blessing upon you, that you might reinstate with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Being on fire for the Lord, being an overcomer, walking in true obedience, true holiness. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. There's a way that seems right in men, but the Bible says the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way that seems right. And the world sees that. It seems right to him. But if there's any question, you need to get out for a moment. You need to make some changes right now while you've got time. You need to change. Seek God. Call upon him. While he's there, he'll bless you. He'll help you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that this night, touch your people. Bless them. I really feel for the people out there that's not where they should be. And Father, we just pray your people will draw nigh to you, call on you. Father, I just pray for your people. I pray for revival of hearts and lives to touch you this day. They might be reinstated in you this day and have that one-to-one expression of love with you that no other one can meet their needs like you can. And I pray that they'll call upon you. They'll seek you this night and they'll have a change of heart. And they'll want to serve you this night with their whole heart. Bless them this day. Those that seek you, I pray for them in a mighty way. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory. And all you listeners out there, thank you for joining us. Praise the Lord. Amen.